The topic we are going to discuss now is the goals we should be striving for in life. From Kishore Chandiramani. One can look at one's life goals from a number of different perspectives, and the list can be endless. Starting from achieving worldly success to developing intimacy and relationships, acquiring virtues, knowledge, and wisdom, helping others, seeking personal growth, and working towards spiritual goals for self-actualization. In this article, I discussed just one of the ways in which one can understand life goals in general terms that will apply to each one of us. This concept has been borrowed from the ancient Indian understanding. According to this philosophy, the goals in one's life can be understood in terms of the following four broad categories. First, earning money. I do not have to explain it further, as everybody understands that earning money should be a goal of one's life. It is important to note that it should not be seen as a fixed thing, as the need for money keep changing, and that should get reflected in our list of priorities. Money is earned at the cost of something else: time, effort, energy, quality time with our loved ones, pursuing hobbies, working on inner development, etc. When young and short of money, we may be willing to make all those sacrifices, but after a certain stage in life, and achieving a reasonable success in the material sense, our attitude to money should change. Otherwise, we may end up having regrets about not doing the right thing due to our quest to earn more money, which may not add value to our lives to the same proportion as other things will do. 2. The second goal is about seeking sensual pleasures. That is, enjoyment of all the five senses. This is also not difficult to understand, that we want to have good experiences in life in terms of having delicious food, listening to music, pleasing visual experiences, the experiences of touch, warmth, sex, and friendship. The age-old wisdom handed down to us tells us that there should be moderation there. We are neither depriving ourselves of all the good things in life and at the same time not overindulging in them. The third goal would be doing your duty and doing the right thing. This goal in life can go against the first and second, as we may have to make some sacrifices in terms of the money and our enjoyments for the sake of performing our duty and doing the right thing. One must ask oneself, what my duty to my parents is, to my spouse, to my children, to my siblings, to my uncles, aunts, grandparents, neighbors, fellow citizens, and international community, to the animal living close by, and am I doing that duty? If you are not doing your duty, it may come back to haunt you, and cause more stress later, as it can create an upset which may linger on. With hindsight, one may realize that it would have been better to fulfill that duty rather than ignore it. I had a client whose father had suffered from alcoholism, and due to some of his wrongdoings, this client of mine had cut his ties off with his father. He did not see his father for about 10 years, although his father had lived in a nearby town. One day, this client of mine got to know that his father had passed away. During the therapy, when describing his feelings towards his father, he was inconsolable, and he had already contacted several psychics, who he thought would be able to put him in touch with his father's soul. This happens to us all the time, not keeping in touch with people who were very close to us at some point in time in the past, like our grandparents, uncles, and aunts, due to our busy lives, can be a source of stress later on. And when looking back, we may realize that we have lost an opportunity to do the right thing. Doing the right thing is along the same lines as doing one's duty. If you are in a position where you have to make a decision that is going to affect others' lives, and if you do the right thing, irrespective of what pressures you are under, from others, or from within yourself, it may cause some upset in the short term, but at a deeper level and in the long run it will be helpful. Doing the right thing also includes speaking the truth, even if it means causing some distress to oneself. Truth comes with its own force, and people may not agree with you initially, but will eventually come around to understand that you were right, and be on your side. In a discussion on one's duties, I would like to mention that one should also reflect on one's duty to oneself, in terms of taking care of one's physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual needs. 4. The fourth goal in life should be acquiring the ability to undo one's suffering or negative emotions and seeking inner bliss. I can give you several examples of celebrities and general population as well who have been successful in amassing wealth, and they have enjoyed all sorts of pleasures in life. They may also have fulfilled their duties to their family, friends, and the fans, but what they were lacking in was that they did not have the ability to undo their suffering, their inner pain, the loneliness and sadness, and their existential anguish, and as a result couldn't come out of the negative downward spiral. The worldly success cannot help us there. In fact, it can come in the way of undoing the inner pain. They start relying increasingly on alcohol, illicit drugs, unhelpful relationships, and end up having suicidal thoughts and other psychological issues. It is therefore important that one learns how to manage their negative emotions. This is something that is not taught in schools and colleges, and many parents don't know how to help their children in this area. They simply say, "Don't be a sissy boy, pull up your socks up, be brave, and face the world. This is how it is. You have to take on the challenges, seize the day." But nobody teaches us how to do it. This should be the most important subject to be taught to children in schools and colleges, before they start teaching them physics, geography, or history. As a society, we teach them how to be successful, and not how to cope with failures. And if you do a rough count, the number of failures may be greater in one's life than successes. The 6-session stress management program that is on offer at the Emotions Clinic in Staffordshire, England offers an opportunity to clients to learn dozens of coping strategies that can be helpful in undoing one's suffering. In addition to acquiring the ability to undo suffering, one can tap into the inner bliss and joy that one starts experiencing, in the proportion equal to their own suffering that they have been able to work on. From the above discussion, we can infer that there are 2 broad categories of life goals. The first 3 life goals described so far will fall under the category of external life goals, and the 4th one in the category of internal life goal. One can argue that to some extent the 3rd one, if we consider our duty to ourselves also as a goal, will fall under the category of inner goals. One needs to work on both the external as well as the internal goals simultaneously. Some devote too much time on the external goals, to the exclusion of their internal ones, not realizing that working on their internal goals will also help them achieve their external goals. This exclusive focus on the external life goals invariably results in stress piling up inside and reaching a breaking point at some stage. On the other hand, some devote a lot of time only working on their internal goals, to the exclusion of their external one, assuming that the external goals will be achieved automatically, once they have started working on their internal goal. That outside circumstances are a mere reflection of our inner state of affairs. That also may not be true. It is also true that for those who have chosen to devote themselves to a spiritual path, pursuing external goals will come in the way of achieving their inner goals. Thank you. This video was brought to you from the Emotions Clinic, Education, and Training Center, in Staffordshire, England.